Shalom Brocha, good evening. Great to be back here in the White Shul here in Farakway, Lawrence community. I'm sure everyone had a wonderful, relaxing, meaningful summer. I want to thank you again for the time off, and I want to thank, on behalf of my family, the Shul, the unbelievable assistant Rav, Rabbi Hanibiger, who I heard did an unbelievable job, Baruch Hashem, every step of the way. So just want to be makir tov publicly, and to all of you, being mishtatev to his wonderful and very special shiurim. So here we are, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Elul, we have 30 days a month to prepare for the Yom Noraim from Rosh Hashanah for Yom Kippur. And truth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a whole year to prepare for an Elul. And we need a whole year to prepare for Chodesh Elul. And what is Elul all about? Everybody knows the famous Arizal and Shara Psukim. Let's take a look at the Arizal Lashon. And Shara Psukim Shir Shir Perek Bo Posa Gimel. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, I am for my beloved is for me, writes the Ari HaKadosh. Arosh Tevas Elo Lirmos, to certainly allude to what? Aki b'chodesh Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misratza im Yisrael. And this is the month of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is appeased. He comes and wants to be attached to Klai Yisrael. V'naseh don lahem the cover mitshuva. And he becomes beloved, we mamash become closer than ever. Hashem wants to bring Klai Yisrael ever closer to full fledged repentance. Who korav the korav b'chodesh? All those who call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is korav Hashem l'chol korav, and l'chol asher yigru be'emes. But writes the Arizal, who korav the korav b'chodesh? Even mashma, and that if you're not even korav be'emes, korav Hashem l'chol korav, l'chol asher yigru be'emes. That's throughout the duration of the year. And writes the Arizal, Hashem is so close to us, and that over here in this month, he's korav the korav b'chodesh. Adkan the loshon yari mashma. Even if you're not calling him out to him, be'emes, with all of your heart and all of your soul, 100% l'shem shamayim, throughout the year of Anashim listens to that. And if Anashim is close, the Chiddush of Elul is, even if it's not be'emes, but if you're korav, you call out to Hashem, Hashem help me, I want to be close, that is Chodesh Elul. But let's turn back to pages in the Ari's Shara Psukim. And we go back to Parshas Mishpatim, and we find yet another remez. Of course, there are various remezim, and there are actually over 20 instances in Tanakh. And that we have Rosh Tevis Elul as the Sefer Neflos with Tarasecha, and points out the Kitzur Shochan of Shlomo Gansfried, and the beginning of the Alochas of Elul also discusses various remezim. But let's stay within the context of the Ari HaKadosh. Turning back, rewinding to Parshas Mishpatim, writes the Arizal, Perachav Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Torah reads as follows. The Torah says that if someone kills B'mezid, Makish V'meis, Mos Yumas, death. Amart continues Mishpatim, Chav Aleph Yud Gimel. Ma'asher Lot Sada, Lu Yitzur, a person, let's say this is a classic killing Meshogeg. He was not lying in wait, he was not lying to ambush another person. Hello Kim, Inu Liyodo, Hashem orchestrated events, this is what came to his hand, and that he killed inadvertently, and Amadi has to be punished, as the Ramban writes, that any Shogeg is already Hayulolizur, you should have been a little more careful. Certainly Hashem is a Megaglin, Schus Eloyde Zakai, Megaglin, Chov Ayede Chayev, Avadi Hashem put a person in a situation, and that he killed Bashoge, he wasn't careful enough, etc. He still did something wrong. But Lamaisi, he wasn't lying in ambush. He didn't do what Bemezid. So what is the result? I give him over Ari Miklat, and we have throughout the Torah, Mishnah Torah, of course, the Parsha of Ari Miklat, the six cities of refuge. Additional 42, Ari Leviyah making it a total of 48. Chilukim, the Gemara discusses in the second Perek Hamakis. But I give him a place, I give him a city of refuge in Ari Miklat. Asher Yonashama writes, the Heiligari, Asher Lo, Tzodim Alhoim, Ina Leyoda Vesamti Lechamokom. Writes the Ari HaKodesh, Inei Rosh HaTevis, Ina Leyoda Vesamti Lecha, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed. Who Elo, that's Rosh HaTevis, an acronym for Chodesh Elo. What's the Remez? Halirmos to hint to us. Hashem has prepared, he has designated 1 month out of the 12th throughout the course of the Jewish calendar year. If a person repents, during the month of Elul v'kabalu, Hashem says, I'm going to be mekabel him. V'chodesh hazeh ne'amar, the lashon that we just read from the Ari in Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel Shir Shir and Shar Psukim, ne'amar kor Hashem l'chol korav. D'hainu, Hashem is close. You call out to Hashem, Dusha Hashem b'imotzu b'yosef korav. Hashem is close at this time. He is korav Hashem l'chol korav to anyone who calls out his name. And again, the diuk perhaps in the lashon of the Ari, even if you're not to l'chol shekru be'emes, but you're calling out to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, I'm going to receive you, I'm going to embrace you ever warmly, and I'm going to bring you back home. That's the month of Elul. Arashi Tevas, Ino L'yodu V'samti L'cho. Now this needs a beer. Ma Pesha Dvarim, this beckons our scrutiny. After all, I understand Ani Lo Dodi V'Dodi Li, this is a Lashon of Kirva, it's a Lashon of Dveikus between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am for my beloved, this is in the poetic, ever-romantic Lashon, the choice terminology of Ashir Hashirim, the song of all songs. I understand it's such a beautiful Rekha, such a beautiful context, nestled against such a backdrop, it makes sense, Ani Lo Dodi V'Dodi Li, and that's Chodesh Elul ever closer. That's why the Mazel and Sefer Yetzirah, and Perakei, what's the Mazel Chodesh Elul Basula, it's a new beginning, a new beginning, a new marriage. That's the state of a woman in her Besula stage. That's a new beginning. And her closest, Hashem says, a clean slate, writes the Rabbi Menachos Tshuva. And when he talks about the Dalid Darkei HaTshuva, based on Rabbi Yitzchak's memory, Rosh Hashanah Tzayin Amud Beis, Rambam says we have things like Shina Maisim, Shina Shmo, Kilu Ani Yishachar Ve'ini Osa Isha Osa Osa Na Maisim, writes the Rambam for Beis Lecha Dalid, you become a different mensch altogether, a Bria Chadosha Mamish. You come out, you're an altogether new person. Why is it, writes the Shem Yishmol, the name of his father, the Sukkot of Abnei Nezer, why is it that we're knowing to go to mikvah before Rosh Hashanah, and again before Yom Kippur? What's a mikvah all about? And nobody can live underwater. We can't breathe. A mikvah, as we know, only works when you're fully submerged beneath the surface of the water. What is the water? We're going into God's world. We're going into a world of water where man cannot live. Hashem always highlights his strength, writes the Maral. And Gevurah Hashem Perkin Ches through the water. The Dor HaMabul, the flood, Kriyas Yamsuf, hurricanes, tsunamis, storms, you name it. We're all talking about North Korea. We're talking about Iran. Writes Isaac Asimov in his Book of Facts. If you take together all of the nuclear warheads that mankind has ever created, all the atom bombs, all the nuclear bombs, and you package all the nuclear warheads of Iran and North Korea, Russia, the United States, Israel, Vahule, package it all, compress it into one warhead. Even that doesn't possess the destructive capability of one 10-mile wide hurricane that Hashem makes. The force of one hurricane, the waters of the world, the systems of the world, the weathers of the world, and weather belongs to Hashem, the waters of the world, the rains, the storms, Maskir and Kavurs, Keshomim, Mayim, Gematria, 90, Gematria, Melach, Hashem always highlights his malchus through the water, through the storms, as we mentioned many times. Isaac Asimov writes, Mamasha Gavaldika Yediya, page 476 of his Book of Facts. Queen Elizabeth, when came the day of inauguration, she gathered together, consolidating all the meteorologists scattered throughout England. I want you to scrutinize the annals of British history. Tell me the day that it never rained in the history of England. That's when we're going to have the outdoor coronation. So she picked in 1953, June 2nd. It came out, never rained in the history of England. On June 2nd, what happened? Queen Elizabeth, what a shtuch. It rained. On June 2nd, 1953, outdoor coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. And of course, it rained. Why? Because Maskirin Gevurus Keshamim, Tiny as Base of Manalev, Brachas Tamagimel Manalev, Hashem highlights his Malchus, his Gevura, up in the weather systems of the world. And that's Hashem who controls all the systems. That's Hashem who controls the world. So, we just had a lunar eclipse, a solar eclipse, our first coast to coast solar eclipse in 99 years since the year 1918. We've had all the recent ones in a few states, but here we had a coast-to-coast 14 states, 7 national parks, a 60 to 70 mile radius where people had a total eclipse. Poor individuals in St. Louis, they were in that 70 mile window, but of course it was a very cloudy sky. But those in Omaha, Nebraska, and Oregon, and other places along the path, the trajectory, they saw a total solar. So what's and this ending of an eclipse? Yes, Sukkah Chavtes Amin Aleph. It's a Simin Ra'al Liolam. The Goyim, they go after the sun. And we, of course, go after the moon. Our world is the world of the moon after we came out of Mitzrayim, Achor Zalachem Rosh Chodosh. We left Mitzrayim, a land that worshipped the sun, Ra-Ri, and they worshipped the sun god in their polytheistic system of conviction, and they bowed down to the sun. That's why Makas Choshech was the precursor, the harbinger to Makas Bechoros. It was all about attacking the sun, shunning their sun down. Writes the Malbim in Vayera Perkzayin, Pasuk Gedal, Paro would go to the bathroom when? In the morning when the sun, his number one god, would come up. Then he would go down to the Nile, the number two god. Paro Yisroel, the number three God, who believed he was Me'atz of Yisroel of the sun, and that's when he would go to the bathroom. That was the sun god, and you could see James D. Long riddle the Exodus, Avram Shem, the huge accuracy of the Bible, unwrapping the pharaohs, many other books, James Preston, Giles, all the historians, they worshipped the sun. That was number one. You're leaving Mitzrayim. They also were the first ones, by the way, Robert A. Levine in Geography of Time. They gave us the sundial. They gave us the first solar calendar. In fact, they gave us the first umbrella. I never rained in Egypt. You're right. They still invented the umbrella. Why? To protect you, give shade for the sun. I said, you leave Mitzrayim behind. What are you going to get? The first mitzvah to Klai Yisrael. You're going to go after the moon. The moon that Chazal say, I want you to diminish in size. Klai Yisrael is ma'at v'kol ha'omim. They're the smallest. What's so fascinating to consider is, that's Malchus Beis David, as Nimshla Tulu Levana, of course, as we know. Amarsho even writes, Rosh Chodesh Gematria, Dov Melch Yisrael Chavakayim, Rosh Chodesh Chavayim and Aleph, what do we say, Bashas Kiddush Levana, Dov Melch Yisrael Chavakayim, Malchus Beis David, Nimshla Tulu Levana, takes 15 days, and it's waxing and waning, fluctuating cycle, 15 days until you get to the peak, 15th king, and Malchus Beis David, that 15th one, the generation, after Klai Yisrael was begun, that was Shlomo Melch, 15th generation, that was the peak. Post Shlomo Melech, everything started downhill. Interestingly enough, until we get to Mashiach Adavu, the moon today is still shrinking. Fascinating phenomenon. In August 19, 2010, our scientists discovered a groundbreaking discovery. We know the diameter of the moon is 2,159 miles. They discovered in August 19, 2010, that the moon in the last few thousand years, its diameter has decreased 600 feet. And it's gradually decreasing. Decreasing why? Malchus Beis David. And we are post the golden era, the golden age of David and Shlomo. It's naturally decreasing. Matmi kolamim, what is the moon? The moon is merely the reflection of the sun. Says the Chavetz Chaim, and you saw the articles, he took everyone in Ronin out to see the solar eclipse back in Ronin. Why? Because anyone who worships the sun, look how the sun can be shut down, can be silenced, can be utterly concealed by the moon. That's a simon rali olam. We're nimshol to Levana. The yumas olam nimshol to the Shemesh. And here the moon can block out the sun, creating no power, no potency for the sun, and that's the moon, that's Klai Yisrael. So what's the idea that we're Nimshol to Lulavon? Idea that a melech is like in Malchus Beis David, and many Sforim explain, and the Marshal, Gedolei Achronim, the Maral, and others, and we know that the light of the moon is merely a reflection of the light of the sun. It doesn't possess any light really of its own. It's merely here to reflect the light of the sun. And what is Malchus Beis David and Melech, they write, as Rosh Tevis an acronym, Les Migarme Klub. And the Hainu, to be a Melech down here is recognizing, as Rav Huna writes in Pachad Yitzchok, you're only a Melech, a Moshel, insofar as you recognize you're cognizant, and that you're merely the Moshel for the Memshol of Hashem Yisbarach. You're merely the echo down here, the Bechin of the Machusa de Aro, to reflect the light, to be the Merkava of the Malchus de Rakia. Hashem, symbolized by the non-changing, potent light of the sun, we're merely the reflection of that. Melech, hence, is Rosh HaTevis, Les Migarme Klum. And we could add, it's also Rosh HaTevis, Lomagia Klum, Lomagia Mili Klum. Who's the forerunner? Who's the seed through which emanated all of Malchus Beis David Yehuda? And why was he called Yehuda? Rashi says in Vayetzei, Lomagia Mili Klum, I got Yosef Michalki, I got more than my Chelk, I'm not deserving of it. And that's the Odah. So what is Yehuda? So to Daf Yudim and Beis, Lamad Vavam and Beis, he has the Shem Hashem, but he doesn't stop at the Shem Hashem. He has a Dalit. What's Dalit? Medrash Osir Shurikiva, Shabskip Dalit Amin Aleph. A Dalit is the lotion of Dalit, lowliness, humility. Yehuda has the shame of a Furish Yirke Vavke, but he inserts right in the middle what? The Dalit. Omagili Klum, Les Migame Klum. I'm garnished of a garnished. What do we mean now when we go? I'm back to Chodesh Elul. What in the world does that reason want? That the Rosh HaTevis of Eino Leon of Asamti L'chol, that I give you a Malkum called Ir Miklat, and that's Chodesh Elul. The Teretz is what? And what is Tshuva all about? Right to the Sfas Emes, already stated by the Chedush Yerim, as Hei L'Gazeri, Chodesh Elul is to get to the ultimate Madrega of Tshuva. And what is the ultimate Madrega of Tshuva? Lo Magi Liklu. Chatosi Avisi Pashati, I'm not deserving of anything. I don't have a Mokum. I don't deserve to be in the world anymore. All right, so we're almost sure in his Alekhav Alibov and Chodesh Tammuz. Who corresponds to Chodesh Tammuz, the beginning of the process of the summer months, leading us into Elul? None other than Reuven. What does the Alkut Shimoni write? And Tov Kuv Tezayin and the Alkut in Sefer Hosea, Reuven was Posach B'tshuva Tchila. And what was Reuven's Tshuva? After I sinned, Halom Agi Eli Klum, I'm garnished and garnished. Ana, Ana literally, I have nothing. And the Mela, what's in your miklat? When a person kills b'shogeg, when you sinned, and you feel like I have no place to go. I don't have a mukum, I don't have a place in this world. Hashem says, I give everybody a place. And you want to repent, you want to do the right thing? V'samti l'chom mukum, I'm going to give you a mukum, one place. I'm going to give you an ir miklat, a city of refuge. You can ruminate and contemplate the averus that you did, and you can do a full-fledged repentance. What's chodesh elul, an ir miklat? I'm giving you a figurative city of refuge in the course of the Jewish calendar year. After all the averus, you get the chodesh elul. Hashem, I don't have a place. I don't belong here in the world. No, yes, you do. I'm going to give you the makom. Asanti l'cha makom. And you don't feel you have a makom, I'm going to give you a great makom. That's going to be an ir miklat. And in the Jewish calendar year, what's that ir miklat? And that's going to be chodesh elul. I'm going to give you to run away to. The same month, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, is the same month of Inu L'Yodav Asamti L'Chomakam Rosh Etevas, Dainu, and there in that city of refuge called Elul, and you'll find such a closeness like you've never tasted before, and that Bechin of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, when? And when you do that Shuvah that says, Lo Magia Li Klum, Les Migar Me Klum, I'm not deserving of anything. We go into a Chodesh Elul this year in the heels of a total solar eclipse, and at the end of the day, it's not the sun, it's not the moon, Lo Magia Li Klum, there's only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's only one being upon whom you can be somech, and that's Ribono Shom, that's the Ermiklot, and we throw ourselves into that month, that city of refuge, and say, Hashem, I am all yours, I'm going to you, and to be closer to you than ever before, Hashem should answer, and that Shuvah to give us a makom, and bring us all to the makom HaMikdash, with Mashiach Tzidkenu, Amen, 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 Kaddish, please.